Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to another episode of Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox and my wonderful partner is...
Dama, Ishii Terumi desu. Yoroshiku onegai itashimasu. Thank you for saying wonderful. Wonderful da natte. Arigato, BJ. You're also very wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Terumi, I have a question. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I called you my wonderful partner.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to this podcast, what exactly are we? How do we say presenters for a podcast?
Like navigator? Announcer じゃないかな? Like personality?
Podcast personality じゃない?違うかな? So I would say my wonderful fellow personality.
おかしいか?
It sounds like I'm... Yeah.
なるほどね。なんだろうね?
In English, we say that we host the podcast or we co-host the podcast. So you are my co-host, my wonderful co-host, Ishii Terumi.
英語だとホスト、ホストする、ポッドキャストをホストしているっていうふうに言うけども、なんか日本語にするとちょっと変だね。まあでも言うか。ホスト。ホスト。 I'll be your host today とか英語では言うけどね。
Yeah. And please note, just because, although Terumi is a lady, she's not a hostess. We wouldn't say she's the hostess of the podcast. We would not say that.
Yeah, I don't do hostess. でも英語でも言わないよね。 Do you say that in English? I'm your hostess today.
No.
Okay, you don't.
No.
言わないということですね。 Okay.
Okay, so what was the answer in Japanese? We say, 外資系、僕らは外資系、裏は英語の...
ホストです。ホストです。
Okay.
変だね。
I always wondered that. Yeah.
じゃあパーソナリティじゃない、やっぱり。なんだろう? なんか、アルクのさ、インタビューで、 I think we were introduced as the personalities of this program.
Yeah.
Weren't we?
Well, that's actually kind of why I'm asking. Because when we've got some PR coverage. We've been picked up by a magazine. So we had to write about the podcast in Japanese. And I was like, what are we?
What are we? Okay.
But anyway, on to the episode. Like, you know, I did not know that. I still don't really know what the answer is. And sometimes in work, you will come across people who don't know something.
BJ も、なんだろうね。私もですけども、なんかいい答えが未だに見つかりませんけれども、まあでもね、これ仕事は普段の仕事においても、まあこの人このこと知らないな、なんていう境遇、まあ自分もそうですけれども、そういった状況に陥ることってよくありますよね。
Yeah, maybe the other person is new to the company. Maybe they haven't been listening on the conference calls. Or maybe, and I think this is the worst case, maybe they're your boss. They're your boss. And they're so far from like the actual front lines, the Gemba, that they don't know what goes on anymore.
なんか、 職場に新しく来た人が、まあ仕事のことまた知らなかったりだとか、まあカンファレンスコールをしてる時には、この人このこと知らないんだな、なんてことは、まあ、しょっちゃうあるとはいえ、もっと気まずいというか、これどうしたらいいんだろうっていう状況は、自分のボスが、もう最新の情報に追いついてなかったりとか、このボスこれ知らないだろうな、みたいな、そういった状況だよね。
Yeah, and it's really hard to say to your boss, look, you clearly don't understand.
It's hard to say to your boss, yeah. ね、それはボスに対して心の中で思っても、上司に直接、ちょっと look, you don't understand. あなたちょっと知らないですよね、これ。ね、
yeah.
教えましょうか?とはちょっと日本語でも言いづらいよね。どうしましょう?
But what we want to do today is teach you all a phrase, a really strong urawaza that will help you navigate this type of situation.
お、そういった上司が知らないときに、あ、これなんか教えなきゃとか、困ったなっていうときに切り抜ける裏技フレーズを英語で今日は紹介します。Okay, teach me, BJ. Tell us, BJ.
No,、
please.
I'm not gonna teach you. I'm not gonna tell you. But let me just walk you through it.
Walk you through it.
And that is the phrase we're gonna discuss in today's episode. Okay, So, Tenami, normally, if someone doesn't know something、mm-hmm. in their job, you teach them, you tell them.
うん、仕事を一緒にしていて、相手が分からないことがあったり、まあ、やり方だったり、知識だったり、分からないことがあれば、まあ、教えるよね。Mm. Yes.
But that is inherently patronizing. Patronizing.
Inherently patronizing. また難しい英語が続きますけれども。
Sorry.
No, no, no. Inherently. まあ、本質的に。Patronizing. Patronizing. なんか手なずけるとか。上から目線ってこと。
Yeah, it means talking down to someone.
Oh, talking down to someone. On, look down on? っていうか、まあ上から。
Maybe、talk down.
Talk、
yeah.
down. 上から目線っていうことなのね。Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. そうね。So, 教えるっていうのは、上から下へみたいなのは、ちょっとまあ力関係、mm. なんて言うんだろうな。立場の、なんかちょっと上下が多少やっぱりある中でやることですからね。
Yeah, and it's hard to avoid. But you don't want to be patronizing to your boss.
うん、もちろん、ボスに対して上から目線ってわけにはいきません。さあ、どうしたらいいの、BJ? What can I do?
So, in order to teach someone something without causing any offense, without sounding patronizing, you don't say something like,、oh, Ruben, you clearly don't understand the Japanese market, so let me tell you about it. You say instead, Ruben, oh, let me walk you through the Japanese market. Let me walk you through it. That is the key phrase for today.
Oh, let me walk you through this. っていうことで、上から目線じゃなくて、mm. ちょっと私が、walk you through だから、なんだろう、一緒に歩いて行きましょうみたいな。一緒に案内しますよ。っていうような感じ。
Yeah. It's like, I'm, in my head, I'm imagining someone holding someone else's hand, walking gently through a topic. And it just sounds much politer.
あ、polite。これを使うことでかなり礼儀正しく。その全然その上から目線でもなく偉そうでもなく謙虚に Does it sound like humble?
Yeah, and I think also it's because instead of saying I will teach you, it's saying let me, which is kind of almost like the Japanese, you know,
させてください
Let me
Let me でなんとかさせてくださいっていう、まあ、ちょっと下からへり下ったようなニュアンスも出すことができる、yeah. Let me teach you、yeah. でもまだちょっと teach だから上からだけど、mm. Let me walk you through it. ですごく下手に出ることができるんだ。
Yeah, I think you chose the word 案内. I think that's a really good word for this as well.
Guide, I'll be your guide みたいな。
Guide, let me be your guide. And I think because of that, because you're saying let me be your guide, there's no judgment. You're not saying you don't know this. You're, you know, it's understandable you don't know this.
あなたこれ知らないでしょうというようなジャッジメント、うん、なんか偏見というか判断みたいなものも入って、うん、なんかね、you don't know this, だから、I'll teach you っていうのは、ちょっとあなた知らないでしょうっていうジャッジが入ってるけれども、let me walk you through it っていうのは、そういったジャッジも全く入らない状態になりますね。
Yeah.
Okay.
So instead of like, you don't understand, maybe a phrase like, you don't seem to be too familiar with the Japanese market, so let me walk you through it.
Oh, you don'tseem to be too familiar っていう言い方を使うのね。そんなにあなたは詳しくなさそうですから。まあ、ちょっと日本語にするとちょっと、それもちょっと、ちょっとディスってるみたいだったけど。え、それ言うの ?Do you say that? You don't seem to be too familiar with it?
Yeah.
Can you say it to your boss?
I would say that sounds perfectly fine.
Oh, okay, okay. Sounds good.、
Mm-hmm. You know, be careful. Like, obviously, if it's a very arrogant boss, but it soundsIt sounds a lot more politer than saying you don't know. You don't seem to be too familiar. It's a bit like, I don't like it too much. And this phrase, by the way, has been very useful for me in my career in two main areas. One of them in particular is difficult is when you're dealing with someone from head office,、mm-hmm. who maybe someone senior, who thinks they know about the Japanese market.
うん、まず一つ、BJ は今までこのフレーズを、まあ、仕事の場で役立ててきたけれども、まあ、そう、二つの状況があって、一つ目は、まあ、ヘッドオフィスから、まあ、例えば日本に人が来て、で、すごくその日本のマーケットのこともよくわかっていると思っているヘッドオフィスの人に対して、こういうこと、このフレーズをよく使うってたんだね。
Yeah, they really think that they're an expert on Japan, they're an expert on the Japanese market.But they don't know anything, so you have to walk them through it every single year.
なんで日本のこと全然分かってないのにそんなに分かってるって思えたんだろうね。
I think maybe because they did a couple of projects when they were younger, they had a good experience. Maybe they come once a year. In my case, often the people would come once a year. And yeah, and just because they've got that experience and they're senior, they act like they know everything.
なるほどね。まあ過去に日本に関するプロジェクトやったことあるのか、まあ年に1回は来ていたりとかするし、まあシニアになればなるほどね、ああ私は日本のこと分かってますよ、プロジェクトやったことありますしっていうような、まあそういった態度も大事だから、まあそんな感じでよくヘッドオフィスから人が来ていたと。でも BJ からすると、they didn't know anything at all. Really?
And the other case, which is similar but slightly different, is when you've got, let's say, a marketing head of department, someone who's very senior, and the market has changed quite a lot since they were doing the basic work. So maybe they started marketing and it was like television and posters and outside banners, but now it's all digital. And maybe they don't know all the latest developments.
はあ、そういうマーケティングのエキスパート、チーフマーケティングオフィサーズとかが来た時も、こういうことはよくあったと。まあ、かつてはね、テレビだとか広告だとかで仕事したことがあったかもしれないけれども、まあ、マーケティングの分野ってのはいろいろ媒体が変わるのも早いだろうから、まあ、必ずしも最新の状況分かってないような人たちを BJ はよく見てきたと。
I see.And I think that's very understandable. That's very natural. You can't keep up with everything. So when that person doesn't know, instead of, you know, getting annoyed, you just politely walk them through it without causing any offense.
素晴らしい。So, gentleman だね。British, gentleman って感じする。BJ の。まあ、それはしょうがないとね、当然その全ての変化の最前線をキャッチアップする、キープアップするっていうのはすごく、まあ、難しいことだから、まあ、それを責めるったり、イライラするのではなくて、まあ、gently, politely に、最新の情報、まあ、私が知ってることを、I'll walk you through it っていうふうに優しく案内するっていうことが大事だと。Okay.
So now, how about we walk you through this urawaza with some example conversations?
Yes, please.
Example one, BJ not using the urawaza.
Hey, BJ, thanks for jumping on.
No problem. What did you want to talk about?
Well, we've decided to do another Snapchat campaign for the APAC region.
We talked about this last time. Snapchat has low penetration in the Japanese market.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't recall any...
Come on. Line is the predominant social media channel. I've told you this before.
Yeah, I know. It's 2020. Everyone is online.
Not online. Line. The stamps messaging service.
Oh, yeah, stamps. What was that?
We've got our own stamps. Okay, let me tell you again. LINE has 98% penetration in the Japanese market. It's originally Korean, but now it's in Japan.
Look, I don't like your tone right now.
Well, I don't like having to repeat myself, Ruben.
Look, I don't like that tone. Let me remind you, who writes your quarterly performance reports?
Okay.
Look, never mind. Let's just stop here for today and have this discussion again.At the APEC meeting on Friday. Bye.
Example 2. BJ using the urawaza. Snapchat has low penetration in the Japanese market.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's confusing.
Yeah, I don't recall any...
Shall I refresh your memory? Let me walk you through it.
Great, thanks.
Well, LINE is a messaging app.Originally from Korea, but very popular here in Japan.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And they could be a really good partner for us.
Wow. 1個目の BJ 感じ悪かったね。You sounded so annoying person. なんか途中笑ってたしさ。
I was a very annoying...
Yeah, annoying person だったよね。
Too direct, too patronizing.
そう。ルーベンも切れてたしさ。
Yeah.
険悪だったわ。Okay, but the second conversation, it was great.
Yeah, you know, and you know, Ruben had forgotten, you know, these are the ways that you can approach a topic without being patronizing or causing any offense.
うんうんうん、上から目線にもならずに、まあ、offensive。英語でよくさ、なんか、オフェンスするって言葉よく使うよね。
Yeah,
なんかさ、日本語だと、オフェンスって、その、なんかスポーツとかの用語でよく聞こえる、yeah. 聞くけれども、なんか、you're offending とか、offensive とか、
yeah.
ね。そういうのよく出てきますけど、まあ、相手にちょっと攻撃的なニュアンスも与えることなく、mm. ね、相手にまたその知識を与えるということがこれでできますね。
Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at how to use it.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me, the first thing when using this urawaza, it's very important that you take the right attitude.
この裏技はやっぱり態度、attitude が大事だと。Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to be annoying, you don't want to be aggressive like BJ was in the first example. You are happily suggesting something.
はい。arrogant, 上から目線になったりとか、aggressive, 攻撃的にならずに、喜んで、あなたに案内しますよ、教えしますよというような、そういった、まあ、低姿勢というか、まあ、喜んで教えしますという、mm. そういったアリチュードを見せましょう。
Yeah, yeah it's like, it's a positive suggestion. So maybe even go up tonally at the end of the sentence. Oh, let me walk you through it.
おー、センテンスの終わりでちょっとトーンを上げる、そういったことでも、なんかポジティブなニュアンスを出すことができる。Yeah. Oh, let me walk you through it!、Mm. みたいな。最後ちょっと上げるんだね。
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing to know is, this is the key phrase, the blanket phrase that we are teaching. Let me walk you through it.
はい。本日ご紹介している裏技フレーズの blanket phrase は、Let me walk you through it. ですよね? Okay.
Yeah. But that it can change. So you could say, oh, let me walk you through our marketing plans. Let me walk you through the latest developments in Japanese social media.You know, that it can change, but we want you to remember that blanket phrase.
Let me walk you through it. It のところは、まあ、状況に応じて、our plans とか、まあ、Japanese marketing plans とか、ね、the latest developments in social media に置き換えることが、まあ、できますけれども、まずは最初にブランケットフレーズとして、it で覚えてほしいなと思います。
So, as a first step, let me walk you through it. Let me walk you through this phrase. And we'll just do the very basic blanket version. But as step two, we'll practice changing the it a little bit, Tenami.
わかりました。最初はブランケットフレーズのままで練習して、次に it の部分をちょっと変えてやっていきましょう。
First practice, Tenami.
Okay.
Okay, you're in IT. Okay. Tenami, I'm having trouble issuing a purchase order.
Did you use the online system?
I think so, but it's not working.
Okay, let me walk you through it. It's a complicated process, actually.
Excellent, really good. I think adding that it is a complicated process, actually, further protects BJ from taking any offense because you're saying, oh, no, it's okay, it's a hard, it's difficult. So...You're very humble there. I liked it.
あ、本当? It's an easy process. Why don't you know? とか言うよりね。
Yeah.
yeah. 簡単なのになんで知らないのじゃなくて、すごく難しいプロセスだから、yeah. Let me walk you through it. ちょっと mm-hmm. 案内させて、みたいなそういった言い方をしてみました。Mm-hmm. よかった。Okay.
Okay. Now this time, we're going to do it slightly harder, slightly more difficult. And I would like to ask you to...Not say it, but, you know, depending on what I suggest, change that noun to something
okay.
else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me, you're a comedian. You're a Yoshimoto comedian, right?
Oh, no, BJ. I belong to Watanabe Entertainment.
Ah, Watanabe Entertainment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're the same as Arashi and SMAP, right?
Arashi and SMAP も今同じ事務所にはいたりいなかったりだけど Okay, BJ, no, that is Johnny's.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe BJ, shall I walk you through the agencies of Japan?
Very good. Let me walk you through the agencies of Japan. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, よかったよかった。
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really good. Yeah. Oh, and correct. That's a really hard question. I do realize SMAP are no longer in Johnny's, are they?
スマップのメンバーの中で、お二人はジャニーズに今もいらっしゃるよ。だから、そう、そう、that made it more complicated. Just, okay.
Could you please walk me through the dynamics of SMAP, please?
Okay, my pleasure. それはもう誰にもわかん、no one knows, actually.
No one knows.
Yeah. No one knows.
Okay, but what we would like all our listeners to know is the blanket phrase is important, but as you become more confident, change that it to things like the agencies of Japan, the landscape of Japan, the marketing plan of Japan. You know, that phrase, the second you can change that phrase, it will sound really, really natural.
はい、ということで今これお聞きのリスナーさんも、まずはブランケットフレーズである Let me walk you through it っていうのを、まあ、定着させてから it の部分を適宜ね、あのマーケティングプランなのか、まあ、日本の芸能事務所についてっていう言葉をはめるのか、まあ適宜変えてみてください。 And BJ, I think this is the very like basic なんて言うんだろうな、 It's a good way to practice English, isn't it? なんか最初に You first memorize the blanket phrase
Yeah, yeah.
And after you're getting used to it, なんか、それに慣れてったら、どんどんこう、いろんなパーツを変えてみるっていうのは、すごく英語の勉強法としては、私もやってきた方法なので、まずはブランケットフレーズを定着させる。その後に展開させるっていうのをぜひやってほしいなと思います。
Yeah, if you try to do everything in one go, it's too overwhelming. There's just too many things. So yeah, learn the blanket phrase, and then you can start moving things forward.As you gain more confidence.
ね、そうそう。まずはこのブランケットフレーズを定着させてから、で、自信がついたら、またいろいろなパターンで使っていただけたらと思いますし、このフレーズはなかなかね、辞書にもこういった使い方で出てきてるわけじゃないので、I think it's very、
really?
そうでしたよ。なんか、
I think it's a very natural, normal phrase.
Really?、
Producer Ruben, what do you think? You agree?
Oh no, this is very natural.You would use it all the time, yeah.
ああ、そう。そう、だからネイティブの二人がすごくナチュラルでいつも使うフレーズだとしても、なかなかね、辞書にそうだとは書いてないから、もう、すごく、ありがとうございます、教えてくれて。
And also, we are walking you through this phrase, as a way to not cause offense to someone who's above you. But in reality, it's a phrase you can use for anyone. It's just a very nice way to teach people in a polite way.
まあ、今日はね、その自分の上司とかに対して、上から目線だとか、オフェンシブにならずに、いろいろな、まあ、何かを教えしますっていうような使い方として紹介しましたけれども、別に上司だけじゃなくて、もう友達だろうと、誰にだろうと、まあ、とてもナイスな方法で、こう、いろいろ、あ、全然教えるよ、みたいな感じで使えるフレーズですよ。
外資系裏技英語 is sponsored by Cambly English Conversation on Demand. Go to www.cambly.com and create a free account. Then use the code 裏技 in Kanji to claim a 15-minute free trial lesson. Practice English conversation and help out your podcast. Even completing a trial helps a lot. Thank you. And tell me a final thing I would like. Well, first you to practice, but also our listeners to learn is the other phrase you don't seem too familiar with.
You don't seem too familiar with.
So we introduced this phrase earlier as a way of saying, oh, you don't know this. You don't know this. But instead of being so direct, so patronizing, you say, you don't seem too familiar.
Ah, you don't seem too familiar.
If you use this together with the urawaza, it would be something like,You don't seem too familiar with Japanese marketing, so let me walk you through it. You don't seem too familiar with Japanese agencies, so let me walk you through them. This time it's plural.
はい、ということで、先ほどの Let me walk you through it の前段の You don't seem too familiar with と合わせて、Okay, 使ってみましょう。
Yeah, so you've got the blanket phrase, you've got the ability to change it, and also as a further example to sound even more natural, use this too familiar phrase as well.
Okay, まずはブランケットフレーズを覚えて、でそれに慣れたら次は it の部分を変えてみて、さらにその頭にですね、You don't seem too familiar with it っていうのをつけてみましょう。
So Tenomi, this is a simple but very useful phrase. Don't teach people, walk them through it.
これすごくシンプルだけど役に立つフレーズをご紹介しました。相手が何かを知らなかった時に仕方ないな、教えないと、ではなくって、半謀になってね、こっちも。Walk them through it をしていきましょう。
Be humble when you're teaching people because, you know, maybe they have a different level of knowledge, maybe they've had a different background to you, and also they probably have things they know that you don't as well. So learn together.
いや、本当に、that's so true だよね、BJ。やっぱ世の中に出ると、いや、この、相手はもしかしたら自分より知らないところがあるかもしれないけれども、その逆もしかりで自分が知らなくて相手が知っているっていうことも必ずたくさんあるわけだから、どんな時でも、この人こんなことも知らないのではなくて、それはもう自分のサイドだってこんなことも知らないなんてことはいっぱいあるんだから、その姿勢とか、politeness、humbleness は忘れずにいたいよね。だから、ね、相手が知らないっていう時もね、ぜひこの let me walk you through it attitude を大事にしていきましょう。
Yeah, walk them through it and hopefully they'll do the same to you. Thank you so much, Tenomi, for another wonderful episode.
Thank you very much, BJ, and thank you very much to all our listeners for listening. 今週も聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
Speak to you soon, and I'll speak to you next week.
はい、また来週です。お元気で、バイバイ。
Bye.
Buddha was an ego.Business English is so hard. Buddha was an ego. I need a noodle was a.
Thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us 5 stars and give us a review. It really helps us. Our stretch goal is to have 50 reviews.
そして外資系裏技英語は全エピソードを YouTube にアップしています。最近の動画では、ズーム越しでの2人の映像やアニメーションも織り交ぜていますので、ぜひ YouTube のチャンネル登録をお願いします。
Finally, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @urowazaeigo。
ポッドキャスト気に入っていただけたら、ぜひ職場の仲間やお友達に広めていただけると嬉しいです。もしくは外資系裏技英語オフィシャル LINE スタンプを送ってみるのもいいかもしれません。外資系裏技英語 LINE スタンプは LINE のスタンプショップで購入できます。